minutes to revolution and counting.
Where do we go from here?
The church is dead, but my words are life.
Cambodia, Vietnam, Middle East, Congo, Suez.
Total pollution.
Abundant life.
Help me!
It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment.
And all hell break loose.
So advanced we need only push a button.
He that believeth on me shall never perish.
These are troubled times.
And endless strikes, unrest, fever.
And peace and joy.
The church died of unbelief.
An overdose of traditionalism.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Does it really matter how we live?
Keep my commandments.
Help.
He helped the hopeless and the helpless.
What's a few more bombings?
Who really cares?
The truth shall set you free.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
And after 1,000 years, we will see a new heaven and a new earth, and the new Jerusalem descending like a bride out of heaven. And a voice will cry, "This is the holy city. Here God lives among men. They shall be his people, and he shall be their God forever."
In the days of the end, there shall come from among the race of men a new ruler. From the chaos of the nations he will forge peace and security. As one risen from the dead, he will entrance the world with his sorcery, and at the time appointed he will take his place in the very temple of the Lord of Hosts, scattering the true children of the Father over the face of the whole earth. He is Antichrist.
The one who bears on his head the mark of destiny. Worship the one who enfolds in flesh the power of divinity.
what is the satanic version of enlightenment?
Look at his face! This is your God! Bow down and kiss the ground before your God! Worship this image of your God! And destroy those denying your true God! Be marked with the sign of man's God! Cause six is his number! Six is his number! Six is his number! This is your God!
Worship the one who bears on his head the mark of destiny. Hey! Worship the one who enfolds in flesh the power of divinity.
Now, this is Satan.
Jewish nation.
died of infantile paralysis after just one century.
A communications breakdown.
An ecological disaster.
The church does not inspire or does not alarm.
We perform
1 minute to revolution.
Help.
Philosophy is good, it quiets the mind.
Like a festering sore.
Is the power cut off?
50 seconds.
I am the light of the world.
With science, I can do anything.
Through Christ, all things are possible.
Do not adjust yourself.
40 seconds.
Oh, God, please help me.
In the beginning, God.
20 seconds.
And there will be peace.
Peace.
And love. End to the shedding of blood.
Hallelujah.
All right. And the pain of violence.
Hallelujah.
When love comes.
When love comes.
When peace comes.
When peace comes.
When brother comes.
When brother comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In part two of our special presentation, we continue on our mystical journey through a science fiction fantasy adventure that explores the intergalactic origins of spiritual evil, and how the inhabitants of the ancient planet set out to neutralize that evil over 2,000 years ago.
We've got a very deep and psychedelic cult.
He's so enlightened that he knows that he is a character within a sequential comic book panels on a comic book page. And he uses the formal aspects of comics to transport himself and his group into the
golden age of Jesus.
This is the end of the world.
Go and sin no more.
To be or not to be? Is that the question?
What still morning wasn't right out, and the sun had yet to come, and the storming gave no warning. Darkness fell on everyone. Oh Lord, I saw you cry,
saw you cry.
Couldn't catch the teardrops from your eyes. Oh Lord, I saw you cry,
saw you cry.
And then you gave the reason why.
I think it's the same with a lot of religious paths to enlightenment or Godhead or whatever else. It's going to work for some people, it's not going to work for others, just the way certain drugs interact entirely different with different people.
Then the dark skies came between them, and the rain began to fall on the mountain and the valley. Till there was nothing left at all. Oh Lord, I saw you cry,
saw you cry.
Couldn't catch the teardrop from your eyes. Oh Lord, I saw you cry,
saw you cry.
And then you gave the reason why.
when we allow ourselves to be truly intimate with every moment, seeing, hearing, and feeling with our whole bodies and minds, we break the tether of knowledge and discover real enlightenment for ourselves.
But we can also have that same fear towards enlightenment itself, the very notion of enlightenment.
Life is a continuous stream, and there will be other changes. Prepare yourself to accept those changes, to find all the things which are good within them. And this is something that you can do. This is the feeling which comes from inside you. Actually, it makes very little difference what happens in your life. It makes a tremendous difference what you do about it. And this is lifestyle. Everyone has different experiences. Everyone has a style that is different. What you do about the things that happen to you, that is the key.
I wonder who we'd be. If people then could live today, I wonder who we'd see. They'd probably stop a car and a cop and ask what the whole world's coming to. If people then could live today, I wonder what they'd do. Yes, I wonder what they'd do. Would Romeo and Juliet watch Nelson Eddy kiss Jeanette? Would Bacchus read Police Gazette and window peep at Silhouette? Caesar pay to see the Met? Would Icarus join the jet set? Would Satan smoke menthol cigarettes? Would Samson razor with Gillette? Did it bow? Nothing really changes. Everything remains the same. We are what we are till the day that we die. Yes, we love the Lord. Would Cleopatra die when bit or save herself with a tourniquet? Would Beethoven join a jazz quartet? Ben Hur drive a blue Corvette? Would Aristotle be an acid head? Would Cain kill Abel with a bayonet?
Till the day that we die. Unless we love the Lord, nothing really
God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament. And divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my being. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was forgotten as a dead man out of mind. Broken vessel. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Thank God, Jesus Christ.
Such power over the youth. I should really start a cult.
You know, comics are just going to be part of the mix.
Christ is risen, jubilation. Christ is risen, jubilation. Oh, Christ is risen. Oh, Christ is risen. Christ is risen from the dead. They nailed him to a broken tree.
How should I apply my mind?
It was just such a strange trip.
jubilation, jubilation, Christ is risen. Jubilation, jubilation, Christ is risen. Jubilation, jubilation, Christ is risen. Jubilation, 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 jubilation. Strom und Licht und Mond. Oh, 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 hey. Wow! Wow! Hey!
Do we need enlightenment? Are we relying upon enlightenment? Is enlightenment something apart from us, outside? Just like, it doesn't really matter what's happening here. It doesn't matter. If it's pain, that's okay. I can endure that. All I need to do is enlighten my mind, and that's it. And that isn't it. Despite the astonishing things that humans are capable of doing, we remain unsure of our goals, and we seem to be as discontented as ever. We have advanced from canoes to galleys to steamships to space shuttles, but nobody knows where we're going. We're more powerful than ever before, but have very little idea what to do.
Nobody is hearing it. Nobody is seeing it. Nobody is feeling it.
God created all that is. Seven lamps burn in the hands of seven angels before the face of God's majesty. Seven seals bind the scroll of man's destiny. Seven is the number of the Holy One and his power and glory. It is written that seven spirits will sound seven trumpets to herald the kingdom of the Lord. And before the last trumpet is heard, there will be poured out from heaven seven bowls of judgment upon the wickedness of the world and its people.
Well, there's a day soon coming when the judgment of the world will begin. When the sky will be darkened and the mountains dance like drunken men.
When the people of the earth will fall like fruit from the tree. Oh, I wish you'd all believe me.
I wish you'd all believe me. I wish you'd all believe me. enlightenment becomes as natural as a dragon curled up at rest. A demon is frightened even by a picture of someone sitting in meditation.
In that fearful, deadly valley where the armies of the world make their war, the blood will flood the hillsides and the land become a blistered sore.
Victorious through the carnage of man's misery. Oh, I wish you'd all believe me. I wish you all could see.
Think it's possible for people to become enlightened?
Sounds like science fiction to me.
In the horror of man's judgment, there will be a place of peace. In the midst of God's own people, whose struggle will have already ceased.
They stand before their Maker in His light eternally. I wish you'd all believe me. I wish you all could see.
I wish you'd all believe me.
I wish you'd all believe me.
I wish you'd all could see.
I wish you'd all believe me.
Well, I heard you call me a lie. I wish you'd all believe me.
You don't believe in all the supernatural mythology he does.
Well, if you're talking about the Holy Trinity, the transubstantiation of the host, and the resurrection, I certainly do.
But you seem like such an intelligent man.
You have to excuse her, Father. No need. God has a soft spot even for the atheists.
Learn to trust this inherent wisdom and quit trying to manipulate and control. Given space and time, wildness in and of itself knows how to take care of itself. Which is more than we can say for ourselves.
People these days need enlightenment or not? This is a very deep, deep question. Looking at it at the surface, it can just seem, well, of course we need enlightenment. Of course we need wisdom, right? Because the world is in trouble. We are in trouble because we are creating trouble in the world, for the world.
Baseball bats, rumble, rumble, spats.
want to seek enlightenment, this student asks, how do I ply my mind?
Confusion, noises, sounds, commands, hatred, suicide, murder, mass confusion. And inside, a man may scream for quiet. Something without confusion. Something to think about in the middle of the confusion. And maybe something that will even give some semblance of order to the mass confusion. They say, originally, before a certain garden experience, man was to live on Earth without confusion. But man thought he had a better idea. Result, confusion. A world of it. They say the reason Christ came was to put man back in touch with the vital design for life. A design conceived and fashioned by God without confusion.
people have this misperception of enlightenment as this big event. Bells go off, there's angels singing, light everywhere, bliss, rapture, all of this.
The state of enlightenment is brilliant, indestructible, and free from twofold ego. The ego of self and the ego of phenomena.
I think you still do not understand. And I think it's time that you did.
Just between you and me, there's something here I can't see. In the back of my mind, it's so hard to find how this all fits together for me. I've been a Christian for many a year, and I want to be sure that you hear. I believe in the Lord and His straight talking word. And you can find me in church through the year. Now I believe in the things that He said. I admire the life that He led. But deep down inside, there's just one doubt that hides. Is it true? Is it true? Is it really, really true that He rose from the dead?
There's something going on here, something we don't understand.
Well, now, just between you and me, there's something here I can't see. In the back of my mind, it's so hard to find how this all fits together for me. Now if you will be honest and true, tell me, doesn't it bother you that no proof is in hand that he came back again? All we have is the word of a few. The word of a word of a word of a word of a scattered few.
Have faith. Believe in Him.
I want to.
Well, now, just between you and me,
Jenny, sometimes things aren't what they appear to be.
There's something here I can't see.
You must try to understand.
In the back of my mind, it's so hard to find how this all fits together for me.
I will try, I really will.
Won't you tell me, please tell me, please tell me how this all fits together for me.
When trouble is in my way, I can't tell my night from day. When I'm tossed from side to side, like a ship on a raging tide.
I don't worry, I don't fret, God has never failed me yet. Troubles come from time to time, but that's alright, I'm not the worrying kind. Cause
I got confidence, God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know He's gonna fix it for me.
I
as that happens step by step, we've gained the confidence to actually hear that.
As you gain confidence and knowledge, the tendency to panic will disappear.
Some folks wonder how I smile, even though I'm going through trials. How can I have a song when everything is going wrong?
I don't worry, I don't fret. God has never failed me yet. Troubles come from time to time, but that's all right. I'm not the worrying kind, 'cause
I got confidence. God is gonna see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's gonna fix it for me.
Play this tape and read this comic book.
That's enlightenment.
Here I am. Enlighten me.
Enlighten me.
Like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Or we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He bore our sorrow and our pain, and took away our sin, and he has healed us with his
and made us whole again. Or we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on
tomorrow.
5 seconds.
Help!
See you again. Next week, same time, same channel. And remember, folks,
the way to God.
4 seconds.
Help! Jesus Christ is still the hope of the world. Of the world. Of the world.
Three.
Of the world. Of the world. Of the world.
Please help me.
Of the world. 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 Of the world.
Revolution. Back to the Word of God.
Here in this 20th century, fantastic times with God. Singing love through the nation, we are the new creation. We want a revolution like they had in the Word.